This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
John, you saw a study.
Yes.
Survey.
There was a new survey from Wallet Hub. This is one that, you know, we use their surveys quite a bit. And it found that nearly 9 in 10, 90% of Americans think that the tipping culture has gotten out of hand.
Show of hands, who in the studio thinks it's gotten out of hand?
All of us.
Yes, 100% in the studio. Not that you shouldn't tip. But I think some of the numbers that you just shared in the news are ones where I would disagree with. Fast food. To me, that's not one where, like, you prepare the food, you hand it to, you know, somebody at the counter. What is the service? Like, there's no table service. And so, and I, when you order, like, on the apps, I always make fun of the apps. You order the app, and so that you can get there and pick it up. When you do... There's always this on a lot of the apps. Not, I don't think it's on all of them, but some of them have a spot to leave a tip, and it's the check the box. It's 10%, 15%, 18%, 20%. There's even one for like 25%. And I'm like, wait a second here. I'm just picking up fast food. I think just even being offered the opportunity seems like it's overdone.
Well, you see, the ones that get me more than the app, because I can do that in private. I hate when I'm picking up takeout. I get takeout quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And they swivel that iPad and they look at you like, you can leave a tip. And I'm like,
okay. Zero.
And then then you got to sign it and swivel it back around and they see right there. I hate that. The face to face.
Oh,
no, thank you.
You didn't leave a tip.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think before pickup. Yeah.
But it's at places like self-serve ice cream stores. And they do that. I'm like, I just created my own ice cream right here. I did this.
And then I had to wait for you to measure it.
Yes. And then you swivel your iPad around and do I want to leave you a 20% tip? And I say, no, I don't like that when I'm like face to face. Yeah, I feel, and I don't think that they, and I think that servers are at places like that, they feel bad about it too. I think that they feel the same way, but
I still believe the table service, when you go to a sit down restaurant, and you're getting service, like, you know, you get refills. And, you know, is there anything you'd like? You like some more bread? All of that is 100% atypical. That's a tipping situation because you are being served.
Always.
And I always start at 15%. And then if it's even, you know, marginally good, I'll usually go up to 20. The only time, and I usually never, I have gone out before where I leave less than maybe 10%, but that's if it's been a horrific experience.
Maybe this is where this generation thing comes in, because I'm surprised. I'm a 20% tipper.
Minimum
always. Like, even if I have a bad experience, I mean, okay, if it's like,
reward them for bad service.
I've never had such a bad experience where I feel like this was so awful, you deserve nothing. Like, I've never
had
that.
But it has happened before.
So I'm always, I'm always a 20%.
I feel like it was drilled into our, we're the same generation, millennials' heads, like, oh, you have to tip 20%.
Always. So, like,
that's
my baseline.
15, I'm going, I would never tip 15%.
Me neither.
I don't know.
When did it jump up to like 20%? Like, that's the standard. Because I think, obviously, I wasn't tipping when I was growing up, but I remember it being like, okay, what's 10%? And then it was 15. Now it's 20.
It is, well, okay, so the average, I have it in my little study. I think the overall average, like across the U.S., is 18.9%.
Which is probably why, and I always thought it was kind of a weird number, 18%. Why do they offer 18%?
Oh, like when
as
they
the automatic check the box.
They'll do like an 18, 20, 22, and like you said, yeah. Some will even get crazier
than
that.
There's always
that.
Like a 15, a 18, a 20, mm-hmm. and then a 25.
Yeah. I mean, as long as I've ever paid for food, so like 16 and up, basically you drive somewhere and you buy something, it was 10% times two, right? Move the decimal times two.
Times
so it was
two.
Always 20% is what I've, pretty standard. But I understand the fatigue factor with it all, because I have no issue paying 20% at a sit-down restaurant mm-hmm. or on a delivery. Someone who's going to bring me mm-hmm. food while I sit on my ass on my couch, fine, I'm going to give you a tip. But if it's one of these situations where I'm doing the work, I'm driving to pick it up, right. I'm building the ice cream, or I saw someone say, like a Subway, we built this sandwich together, buddy. I'm not tipping you 20%. Like, that's when it gets to be a bit much.
Yes, that's it.
You pick up an ice cream cone, and it's a $3 cone, and I got to tip you on that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're just handing me the cone through the window?
Now, let me ask you this. So, like, when I get a coffee, right, it's black coffee. It's not a difficult thing to mix or make. It's literally put the cup under it, hit the spigot, and it's full. You put the lid on it. So I don't tip for that. Now, if you have an exotic drink where you're asking for light foam, light sugar, this sweetener, heavy this, heavy that, would that change your thought on tipping for a coffee drink?
My gut says no.
See, I would almost change on that, but I don't do it. But if I'm with somebody and they do that, where it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a lot of this, a lot of that, I would, if I'm ordering on an app, when I would actually include a tip for something like that.
Well, same kind of theory then. Okay, you're at a bar and you get a beer and they crack open the beer and they hand it to you. That's not the same thing as if they're muddling the mint or they're building your old fashioned. Yeah, do you tip more based on what type of drink you order at a bar?
Oh, an old fashioned, definitely. A good old fashioned, that's going to get you a good tip.
Oh, that's your jam. So like you tip more on an old fashioned than a beer.
Sure. I don't think so.
It.
Yeah. I mean, at the bar, that's standard for me, 15%, even if it's just a bunch of beers. Because they're serving you, they're coming back, making sure that your drink is not empty. And the good bartenders will do that. Oh, looks like you're almost done. Would you like another one?
Yeah.
Why, yes, I would.
I feel like when I was younger and you go to get cheap drinks, the rule was like a dollar a drink. But now that ratio doesn't work. If you're like, some of these drinks are way more expensive
very
than that.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Wait. Say that again. A dollar a drink?
Yeah.
Like a tip.
Yeah, like a tip.
Oh.
Like you give me this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you get like a $4, $5 drink. You throw a dollar on top. That's the tip. You had three or four drinks. You tip $3 or $4. But now if you go to some of these places, I mean, a cocktail's 10, 12,
or
15,
more.
18.
Yes.
I've seen $18 cocktails.
Depends what you're ordering in it.
Sure. Of course. So where do you draw the line? And I get why 90% of Americans think this has gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you guys at? 248-539-9797. Where do you draw your line with this stuff? And what is that line, apparently?
Yeah, what 15%,
is the line? Yeah. 20?
Yeah, what is the appropriate tip? Standard to start with. Good takes you up, bad takes you down.
I always thought it was 20%. So
me
this article that I had also says the general rule for tipping is at least 15%. And when I read that,
right.
I thought, what? I thought it was at least 20%. So
when you said 18 is the average, to me, I read that
average.
As 20 is what we're doing and boomers are ticking it down to 18. Because you said they're the worst tippers.
They are.
So I feel like 20 is...
Got to have money for your bracket.
We doing the avocado toast reset here too? 248-539-9797. Steve in Berkeley, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim, you probably are aware of this being another season ticket holder, but at LCA, no matter what concessions you get, if I get a super slice from the Little Caesars, they bring up the screen option and it says, push the button to tip, and zero is not an option. It's like 10%, 18%,
other.
15%. And then you have to click other and then zero before it's great. Mm. Fantastic.
I've
love
been
that.
There. I've been there. You go, come on. I'm picking the slices right there. We're not doing this. Like, come on. I've been there, awful. Steve. Yeah, I think that's one of those that really gets you too. And he's right about them putting extra hoops to jump through because they want people to go, it's just easier to hit
10%
at least, right?
Not 0-0-0, enter other, all the other hoops.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Kevin in Sterling Heights. Kevin, you're on 97.1.
Hey, a lot of the servers get only paid like $3 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem tipping servers, but someone who's getting paid a full wage, minimum wage, whatever it is, they're getting paid to do that job. Why do I tipping them more to do their job?
You're right.
It just doesn't make sense. And as far as the, like LCA, all of those people working in the concessions are volunteers trying to raise money for a club or whatever. So they're looking at getting a tip so they can get more money for their club.
I don't think all of them are. I think some of them are LCA employees.
True. Some of the, like at Ford Field, the ones that are outside businesses.
Oh, sure. That's
different. They do have. Yeah, they do have, but I'm talking about, like, what's the one where they do with pulled pork and everything there at Ford Field? They have employees there, but they also have volunteers working to raise money for their club.
I won't dispute that some people, that's the case, but my understanding was most people are getting paid to work the concession stands when you go to the ballpark or you go to the football game.
Oh, yeah, and if I see, I mean, like, there's a bunch of kids there, and you could tell they're working to raise money for whether it's the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, their little league team, whatever it
a
might
fundraiser,
be.
Fundraiser, whatever.
Yeah, you throw them a few extra dollars.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's just supporting your community.
I think his first point's an interesting one. There's this, like, understanding that when you go out to eat, the server's wage is low and they're dependent on tips.
Right. Tip dependent.
So when servers do, because isn't that going to pass, or has it passed, where servers are going to make minimum wage? So are we not going to be tipping anymore? Like, aren't servers going to be making way more money very
maybe
soon?
Maybe it's passed, but I don't think it's in effect yet.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
isn't
caught
that,
up.
Because isn't that a thing? Isn't that coming?
Yes,
where servers are going to be making whatever minimum wage is.
Right.
So is that going to change how you tip?
Right.
You tip
is less? That going to be changing tipping culture?
You would think.
If you
or is it so
go
ingrained.
By what this man says, where you don't tip people who are being paid for their job.
But it's a good point by him because, I got to subsidize your employees? Just pay your employees, right? It's different with the servers and they have lower wages than the minimum wage. And that's part of kind of the contract between, patrons and restaurants is, okay, we'll pay the tip because they're underpaid. But if they're not underpaid, then...
Did you guys ever work a tipped job? Have you ever worked one where you were
a
receiving
paper route?
Tips? Yeah. Oh, people tipped you on paper routes?
Oh, yeah. This is back when it was not all, electrically paid. You actually had to go door to door to collect for the paper route.
You didn't just throw them from your bike?
Well, no, yeah, I would throw the paper, or I'd put the paper where they wanted it. So when I would go up and collect for the paper, they would say, hey, would you mind putting the paper on my front door? Or would you put it in the mailbox? No problem. And then you get the tip.
A lot of phone calls, a lot of your thoughts, 248-539-9797. 90% of Americans say tipping culture has gone too far. Where do you draw the line?